Hello and good morning. Welcome to WNHH Radio's Dateline New Haven. I'm your host, Paul Bass, inviting you to look behind the headlines on the stories that make the Elm City tick. And Norm Clement makes the Elm City tick. He's an active member of several social justice, criminal justice reform, and other immigration reform groups in town, a regular presence at protests. And he's in our studio to talk about an important decision facing New Haven's elected officials coming this Monday, December 17th. Oh, yeah, 17th.
17th.
And he's on the radio today because he wants to get the word out about watching the cops. Thanks very much for coming in today, Norm Clement.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So Monday night, I assume you're referring to the Board of Alders has been trying since 2014 to write a new law to revamp the Civilian Review Board. That's a board of citizens that fields complaints about police misconduct, alleged police misconduct, and reviews them. There was a feeling that what we had before with that board was toothless. Everyone agreed with that. Mm-hmm. So the Board of Alders themselves, their majority, they got a referendum passed, which is an extreme way to do it, because you could just change something without a referendum. They made it part of our charter that we have to change the makeup of the Civilian Board, put it in the charter, and give it teeth. And yet it's taken 4 years and counting to get there, 5 years almost. And now they've, for the second or third time, put forward a version that you and other activists desperately don't want them to pass. And yet this Monday night, they're poised to pass it. Tell me what your concern is with it, Norm Clement, what you want citizens to do, if you get close to the mic.
Well, as you said, it has no teeth. It has no independent investigative powers. The only thing that it would do was would be to review some of the internal affairs reports and then either do something with that or not.
What do you mean by do something?
They can review it and dig into it further.
How would they dig into it without investigatory powers?
Well, we don't understand.
You know? And then I think in the end, it's not that they'd have the power to force the police to change how they'd review it, right? It's more that they could weigh in as a recommendation, correct?
Right. Yeah, they could recommend maybe a disciplinary action.
So how did we get here, Norm? If the Board of Alders majority said, we want to change this to have teeth, and they keep coming back with proposals with no teeth, what do you think is going on and why? It's not like these are conservatives writing these laws at the Board of Alders.
No, and we question that.
What happened
a couple weeks ago,
last month,
there was a more testimony about how we need a CRB with subpoena power.
CRB, Civilian Review Board.
Right. Transparency. Fund it. There was, maybe 100 people came into the Board of Alders meeting.
So what the Alders say many is of them they're testified. Convinced that under state law, they're convinced, right or wrong, that they can't give this body subpoena power, which makes me wonder why they bothered having a charter referendum in the first place. But in any case, they're saying they just can't do it under law and they don't want to pass a law that can't be upheld. What is your response to that?
Our response is that they have subpoena power. They have used it before. The president of the Board of Alders has subpoena power. We have pointed out to them where they have used it before.
Where would be an example?
They had subpoenaed some documents into court, into the
Board of Alders. They can also send sheriffs to round up people who aren't showing up to Board of Alders meeting. I actually know a former alderman who got summoned at his house.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
So I guess the argument there
There's law students that have worked on this for a couple of years now. Five, almost going on 5 years, who have done all the research that they need.
Well, the law students, if I understand, we've had them on the radio show, Chris DeZier and others, Wally Hogan, saying that for starters, the Board of Alders president could be on the commission, or I believe the Board of Alders president can confer the subpoena power, if I'm not mistaken, to someone designated on the commission, or can issue subpoenas on behalf of the commission.
Correct.
But the other point made by the law students, they've looked at other cities, and it's pretty well established consensus that cities where the Civilian Review Board has subpoena power has results. People are watching the cops.
They're the only ones that have any
results. And they're the only ones that have results.
Right.
So what's the next move? Monday night's the vote. They put off the vote for 2 weeks. They were going to vote 2 weeks ago, and they said, we heard you guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back for 2 weeks and then return this coming Monday night, December 17th, and do a final vote, taking into account what you said. Have you had any indication that anything has happened in those 2 weeks?
We do have some indication. We have indication that some of the alders are willing to put forth these amendments.
These are amendments put by Steve Winter, who is actually a member of one of your groups for years after he was involved in an incident of police misconduct years ago.
Yes.
And that would give the subpoena power.
Okay, yeah. And here's let me just go through these quickly. So the amendments would be independent investigations, disciplinary recommendations, representative membership, transparency, and necessary resources.
So I don't hear a subpoena in there. I thought it included subpoena power.
Oh, okay. And the subpoena power is, wait a minute, it's under one of these.
Okay, but in any case, I know it includes subpoena power.
But yes.
So you want to see the board alders adopt these amendments to the ordinance on Monday night. Any sense of how that's going to work? Is it going to happen? Are you getting support from a majority? I mean, it really comes down to whether the majority, the Unite Here alders, affiliated alders who have a overwhelming majority, whether they decide to go up or down on this, right?
Correct.
What happens when you meet with the leadership as opposed to these? These are outlying alders. These are Steve Winter, Abby Roth, people who are not part of that majority.
Yeah. Barkeen.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, we overheard Tanisha Walker Myers say that
the board president,
that her constituents would not be in favor of this. So we've been out canvassing in her ward, and almost 100% of the people that we've talked to have signed petitions.
Oh, really? How many people?
We're up over 100 and something petitions.
And these are all in Ward 23?
Not all of them, no. But the majority of what we have gathered, besides the online ones, have been in 23.
So you focused on 23 and you got a warm majority. What's the reason she says her constituents give?
We don't know.
Okay.
We're
talking to Nora Clement, a veteran social reform activist in New Haven. Mm-hmm. About the upcoming vote about a civilian review board. Now, you've had experience with this. You had a police misconduct case. We wrote about this at length in The Independent. If you look up Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T, in The Independent, you'll find his story. You were at a protest after Trump was elected. The state police came. Mm-hmm. They set a dog on you. Yes. And when you hadn't been doing anything violent, they were mad that a while back you'd been involved in closing a street they thought you shouldn't have. And by the way, Laurie Sweet writes in, thanks, Norm. Thanks for listening, Laurie. Mm-hmm. You also were roughed up, I believe. And then what happened?
Slammed to the ground and pepper sprayed twice.
And was this all state police or both?
No, both New Haven and state police.
So you went to court, the case was dropped, the charges were dropped, right? But you had to keep coming back forever, which is the thing when they slap
me. 13 months to...
Holy cow. Yeah. And then what happened after that? You filed a suit, right?
I have a lawsuit going.
Against whom?
Against the state troopers and the New Haven police.
What's the status of that suit?
I don't know.
You're going to let us know when it's going in court so we can cover it.
Yes.
I mean, I hadn't expected. Did you go to IA, Internal Investigation? Because there's questions about whether
police themselves. No, because I don't trust them. And that's exactly why we're looking for a civilian review board, is because most people don't trust the police to investigate themselves.
Well, I had one experience close up. I've written a lot. I've reported a lot of IA investigations. Some are good. Some haven't. Mm-hmm. We had one case with The Independent. We had a photographer who was going to look at a potential incendiary device. Where he had an officer say, hey, go there and take a quick photo. He did. So then another officer said, yeah, you can't be there. That's dangerous. So 7 seconds later, he moved back, but the cop was mad. He didn't move fast enough, and he clicked the picture. They arrested him on a trumped-up charge that was unconstitutional. He took his camera illegally and against department protocol. So first, he had experiences like yours. It went for over a year. He had to go keep showing up in court, losing time, being scared he might go to jail. Mm-hmm. Second of all, IA did a report that was fantastic. They showed that this police supervisor had broken the law and the Constitution and department policy. And then a higher-up interfered and wrote one sentence, had one sentence inserted at the end of the report saying, since this officer could have offered a different explanation, basically lied, to justify what she did, it would have been okay, so they cleared her. Mm. And that's why I just have to say, you know, it's very easy for me to report on both sides because I think often cops aren't wrong when they're accused. Mm. But I could tell you from first-person experience that there is no way you get a fair shake. You can trust you get a fair shake right now. Right.
I mean, we've known of people who have filed IA reports and haven't heard from anybody in 2 years.
But I have to tell you, there are people with integrity who do investigations there. The question is, how are they handled? How are they directed? And how are they?
And what happens afterwards?
And the thin blue line, yeah. So, can I give you an outlying opinion on what an alternative to Monday night? So one idea is that pass this proposal with no teeth. Another proposal is try to give subpoena power that you believe is legal, the Corporation Council of the city believes is legal, lawsuits believe is legal, but some of the alternate believe is not. A third alternative, I thought, is to look at the police commission. The police commission right now does not have independence. It's appointed by the mayor, and it doesn't look at the cops with an independent eye. But it theoretically could. It has subpoena power, and in 1977, the best example ever of civilian review was when the police commission held hearings into the illegal wiretapping operation New Haven Police, largest per capita in the country, mm-hmm. and exposed amazing thousands of pages worth of great illegality that led to changes. And
John Williams was involved in it.
He was the lawyer. He was the lawyer.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you work instead in trying to reform how the police commission works with a subpoena, with subpoena power appointed independently, so that you can get around this dispute?
I think things have changed since the 70s, and I don't think that the police commissions have the same independent look at the police.
The only reason that independent look in 77 was a new mayor came in, who, Frank Logue, who was opposed to the police chief, Ben DeLito.
Correct. I mean, what we're asking for is not out of the realm.
You're asking for these amendments.
We're asking for these amendments to what they are proposing.
Tom Ficklin joined Patricia Kane, wrote in Section 4 of new proposals, nominations passing through management teams. Number of members shall be odd, one from each police district and three nominated board of alders, all nominated by mayor. Right. Political control of the process should be a concern. Thank you, Patricia, for listening and weighing in. Norm, did you grow up around here?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in West Haven.
All right, and when did you start getting involved in politics?
Around the Vietnam War, when I seen that was an unjust war.
So you were involved in the Vietnam War politics?
Yes.
You were in War Resisters League?
Yeah. No, I wasn't in the league. No.
Then you were involved with Native American activism. You're part Native American? What tribe?
Correct.
What tribe are you?
Penobscot.
And when did that get started, and what did that have to do with your identity?
Well,
that
took me a while, because my father was pushed out of his family into a white family. We didn't find out about that until he was 35.
And I
was,
interesting. Yes. What did it mean for you to learn that you were, I guess, is it half Native American?
I mean, my father spoke about it a lot his entire life, so I had a clue. I had an inkling that I was, but I never knew.
How does it affect your perspective? Do you feel like a white guy or Native American when you're looking at how political decisions are made?
Well, because I adopted to the culture, now I feel more Native American.
How does that affect, like, the immigration protests? Yeah, you talk about stolen land. No one could be illegal on stolen land. How does that affect you as a Native American?
I believe that people in the South are relatives. We've traded with them for thousands of years. They have a right.
Meaning south of the country.
south of the supposed border that they're defending here. They're relatives. We've mixed for
so you're
thousands
saying
of years.
They shouldn't be held, keeping them out of the country.
They shouldn't have.
So you got involved in the Vietnam era. Have you been involved consistently in political activism since then?
Can we step back and not sure. make this about me?
Oh, I definitely want to have people know who the people are who are involved.
Yeah, but that's okay. But I'm here for this very important
right, I'm trying to say what leads happened. Up to what makes you come to these conclusions from a lifetime of activism. Why is this an important issue now?
Well, I mean, isn't it quite obvious? We see the videos. Everybody sees the videos that happen where police brutalize people in the streets. All right? Even with those videos, it's hard to bring those officers that are committing crimes to justice. Because we don't have an independent review board to do that. When the police are the ones that are in charge of punishing or disciplining police officers, nothing ever happens. They walk away. They get put on suspension for paid leave of absence, which is a vacation, as far as I'm concerned. They may not consider it that, but it certainly is a vacation. I don't get paid leave if I do something on my job. Mm-hmm. I don't get not get arrested if I punch someone on my job. You know, I mean, it's just it's quite obvious.
And how do you compare now the political climate, whether it's involved with police misconduct or immigration reform? How is the state of protest now compared to other periods since you've been involved? How does right now compare to, let's say, 68 or 2000 or the 80s when Reagan came in?
Well, you know, in the 60s, you know, being someone my age, I seen a lot of turmoil in the 60s, a lot of fight back against the government, especially around the Vietnam War. You know, Black Panther Party was involved, the American Indian Movement, Brown Berets. There was many, many organizations that were fighting against the injustice that happens in this country. I see a resurgence of that in a lot of young people that I work with. They get it. They understand. They read the history.
And which are the groups you would recommend people get involved now, whether it's on this issue for Monday night or in town? What are you involved with?
Well, me, myself, I'm a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Is that outgrowth of Workers' World Party?
We split from the Workers' World Party.
What was that over?
It was over Palestine.
Oh, okay. So Workers' World Power was not taking a stand against...
Yeah, there was, you know, there was nuances. I don't know the whole history. But
when was that?
2003, I believe.
Wow. I can't keep track of all the groups. I remember 1980 being involved with the protest. I don't know if you were there. On the Beinecke Plaza against Al Haig, getting the Walter Camp Man of the Year, and we gave him War Criminal of the Year.
No, it wasn't.
All these Workers' World Party people came from New York and said, now rush at the police. And we said, why? Like, heighten the contradictions or something.
No, okay.
Okay. So what other groups would you have people locally get involved in?
Well, I mean, there's a great immigration group, you know, when we got the Latinos in action. There's a group called People Against Police Brutality. You know, these are a couple of them.
So if someone's listening now, Norm, and I want to appreciate you coming in. How do you want them to get involved coming up this Monday's hearing at 7 o'clock at the Board of Alder? What are you asking people to do, and how would they do it?
Okay, we're asking people to show up there. At City Hall, Monday night. But also, there's a petition online.
How do they find it?
It's at bit.ly/CRB petition. CRB and P is capitalized. So you'll find a petition.
And I'll look that up on the web.
And you can look up. We have a lot more information on there.
We'll put the link on the web, because sometimes that's hard to find. It's probably easy to Google it.
That'd be great. Right. Also, if they want to come out canvassing, if they're interested in doing that, we'll be meeting at the People's Center on 37 Howe Street at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Saturday at noon?
Yep.
All right, Norm Clement, thanks for coming in. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
All right, I hope I got the message across.
The message is that you want to see the Civilian River Board set up Monday night in a vote that includes the amendments that are being offered. And you want people to show up at City Hall, sign an online petition, and come to a Saturday meeting.
Right.
Norm Clement, thanks a lot for coming on.
All right.
We're going to come up. We're going to take a little break, guys, and then we're coming back. And women, we're going to have Frank Ritchie in from the New Haven Firefighters Union. But what a great day we have here on Dateline New Haven. So sit tight, listen to the Afro-Semitic Experience through I Wish I Knew How I Feel to Be Free. And we'll be right back at you in 5 minutes. Hold tight at Dateline New Haven 103.5 FM.